Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic, we're continuing through our mindset series, talking about overcoming stress, and today we're looking at people-pleasing. So, there are people out there who try their darndest to please others, even if that's not actually very good for them. So, I am one of those people, and I've learned that sometimes people will kind of carry that as like a badge of honor and think that it's a good thing in a sense of putting others first. And there is some value in caring for others, but not at the expense of what's most important in your life, including yourself. So we'll get through this a little bit more in the weeds, as they say, as we keep going. But I struggled a long time with trying to people-please in hopes that it would give me value and I could accept myself. So if others would accept me, I could accept me. And I had to learn that people-pleasing was definitely not the way to go because you can't please everyone. Therefore, there will always be someone who doesn't quote-unquote accept you. And if you only allow yourself to accept yourself based on others, then you're never going to accept yourself because there will always be somebody who doesn't. So, that is a very dangerous mindset to live by, and it's a very defeating mindset. And you very quickly can lose your health, lose your identity, lose your life, really, to having to search this need to please everyone that is not a possible need to fulfill. Okay? So, let's go through some basics, then we'll come back to that kind of deeper stuff. So, if we think of people-pleasing, in general, it is going to be impossible to please everyone because everybody wants something a little bit different. So if you think about it, is at any one point in time, there's somebody praying for rain, there's somebody praying for sunshine. So somebody's throwing a birthday party, you know, or a wedding, and they want it to be sunny, so they're praying for that. Some people, I don't know why in the hell you pray for rain. Farmers, you know, they want rain for their crops. People who are in kind of like dry climates, maybe they'll pray for rain. I'm a sunshine type person, so that's why I might struggle with trying to find reasons for rain. But rain actually sometimes is just peaceful too. Or maybe you don't want to go to the wedding or you don't want to go to that birthday party. So you're one of the attendees praying for rain, so you don't even have to go. So, but that is the example, is there's always somebody praying for one thing or hoping or wanting. So we can get rid of the word praying and just in the sense of what would make somebody happy. So one person, sunshine will make them happy. To one person, rain will make them happy. Think of sports, you know, people who want their team to win and the other team to lose. Well, the other team is thinking that they want their team to win and your team to lose. So everybody wants things, you know, back and forth. So I've learned this, that in the gym, as the owner of the gym, I always displease someone. There is someone in this gym who is always mad at me. That's just something I've had to deal with, and you try your best not to provoke it and have it unnecessarily, but it does come. So one of the biggest things that annoys the crap out of me is music, and not that the music bothers me, but people's reactions to music. So just because I'm made a certain way doesn't mean everybody else needs to be made that way, but I don't really care too much about what music is on there. I'll get annoyed if it's just talking on the radio. It's like, it's a radio, you're supposed to play music, you play music. So talking annoys me. And then I don't like rap because I don't like all the racial slurs. I don't like all the derogatory language towards females. And usually rap promotes the worst human characteristics of life. So the worst thing human beings could be is what they portray in rap songs. And I hate that our culture has accepted that. And people sing these songs like it's a normal behavior that is not. So 99.9% of things in rap songs is absolutely garbage and things that should be absolutely not part of accepted behavior. So I hate rap because of that. It makes normal what shouldn't be normal. So those are the things I dislike. So whenever there's a rap on the radio, I kind of ask the person to change that. or I will change it myself, just because I don't like the culture. So not only the negative social connotation and negative social context of the songs, but also just the culture of the gym goes to garbage. So everybody gets really aggressive. The air of the gym feels kind of like not welcoming anymore. It feels very competitive, very aggressive, very like negative. And I don't like that. So that's not what I want in the gym. I want people to be aggressive and have good workouts, but that doesn't mean you have to be mean and angry towards everybody, okay? So, but there are people who love rap, and they're annoyed as heck that I don't let rap play. So they'll bring headphones, and they'll kind of listen to rap on their own, and that's okay, but that's a way of kind of finding a way to make each person not necessarily happy, because they'd rather just listen to it without the headphones, but at least less unhappy. So some people like loud, aggressive music. Some people like, you know, more calmer music. When you think about equipment, so people often want cheap gym memberships, but they want really good equipment. Well, that doesn't work. You can't have both of those. So, and I remember our first year of owning the gym. I've had the gym 8 years now. The first year, I couldn't afford air conditioning. The air conditioning was $1,000 a month. Good Lord. So at first, there's no way in hell I could have afforded that. So I just spent the whole freaking first year just sweating my butt off. And I remember I lost 30 pounds in the first, like, 2 months just from being miserably hot all dang day. But that was what people want. They want something to be cheap, but they want it to be really high quality. That doesn't work. That does not go together. And then we think of, like, another thing in the gym world is bodybuilders tend to want machines for everything. They want a machine for every angle. So they're going to be hammer strength incline, hammer strength decline, hammer strength flat. But then there's a regular flat, but then there's a wide flat. Then there's, you know, this angle, that angle, all this bullshit. So not every bodybuilder is that way. But a lot of bodybuilders rely on all these specialty machines for all these different angles, when you could just go grab some dumbbells and an adjustable bench and do the same damn thing. So you can get on a Smith machine, you know, put an adjustable bench in a Smith machine, and you have every angle you want. And it's just one machine. So what I've had to battle as being a gym owner is the cost. I can't afford to buy every angle of every machine, and it's not even remotely necessary, but can't afford to buy every angle of every machine, and I only have so much square footage to work with. So I have to decide, okay, when I buy equipment, I need equipment to kind of do multiple functions. So yes, it's true, we have like, you know, a leg press, which is kind of like it's only a leg press, but there are actually over 50 ways to use a leg press. Okay, so you think about it, we have a leg extension or a leg curl. So there's over 50 ways to use a leg extension, actually. So you try to find things that are multiple use and things that I would be deeming by my viewpoint as necessary, whereas another person from their viewpoint might deem it not necessary. So that's kind of the gym way the world works. And then in like personal lives, so we always have to balance like pleasing the needs of our spouse, our kids, our work, even ourselves. So we have wants, desires, we have a need for attention, our own attention. So paying attention to ourselves in terms of giving ourselves what we need for our best health, giving ourselves what we need for me time, maybe even alone time, some time to just be quiet and meditate on the day. So we have our own needs that are going to be hard for us to balance. So I remember when my parents moved down, so my parents actually moved down like a year and a half ago, and from Pennsylvania they moved to South Carolina, and at that time I was dating someone, and it was hard to find the balance between doing everything I needed to do for my job and spending now including time for my parents and including time for a girlfriend. And the challenging part was, is I've talked about this a little bit in the past, is that I am Christian, and I do believe that part of me being a Christian is doing goodwill and good deeds to other people. And I believe that my job is supported by God. So I feel like that everything I've done throughout my entire life, all my experiences, have helped me become better as a trainer, nutritionist, and kind of helped me do what I do. So I feel like I feel like what I do is, in a sense, a calling. So I want to take my job very seriously because I feel like it's something that God has asked me to do. So I have, my job isn't just a job, it's actually trying to please God. So for me, I would have God, I'd have my parents, and I'd have my girlfriend. Now, any female listening to this, you definitely did not agree with the order that I put those in. So it should be girlfriend, God, then parents. But it was very, very, very challenging. So at that time, I was all consumed. It took everything I had, 60, 70, 80 hours a week to make the job work. And then all of a sudden, I was adding people to my life all at the exact same time. So it would have been nice to kind of filter that in step by step, but it was three people just bam, right into your life. And it was a struggle. So it was a lot of difficulty trying to work through that time period. So eventually kind of figured out how to find a balance, but it took a while. So, and that was very stressful. So this whole series is about overcoming stress. And that was an enormous amount of stress. Now it was positive, happy stress in the sense of I love my parents and I love my girlfriend. And I wanted to have time for them. I wanted to do everything that each individual person would have wanted me to do. So to give my best amount of myself and best quality of myself to each of them. But then also to do that to my job, it was very, very hard. There was not much of me to spread around. So I wasn't sleeping much, and I kind of put myself last. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about in this podcast is here I am talking about like God, parents, and girlfriend, and nowhere in the list am I talking about myself. So in the sense of trying to please everyone, I was down to, 4 hours of sleep some nights. I was working really, really, really late nights on the nights where I had kind of too much time to myself. So I'd work until like 1 or 2 in the morning, get back up at 6, and try to make things work. I wanted to give everyone the best I could for them. And that really led to some complications for myself and my own health. But that was something that it was interesting in the sense that even if I had figured out the puzzle of trying to balance pleasing everyone else, I completely left out my own health. And nothing is going to work without that. So what I can do for God, or what I can do for my parents, or what I could do for my girlfriend, that all depended on me being physically and mentally and emotionally healthy enough to do it. And it really, really took a toll on me at that time. And also just in business itself, is balancing being the owner of the business, also being a trainer to people in person at the gym, and also people online. So I have like 30 some plus clients, I think, in person and online. I stopped counting after 30. There's 100 members in the gym, and there's also just friends and other people who kind of communicate with me on a regular basis. And I absolutely love that I am able to be involved in some way in that many people's lives. I would not want it to downgrade. So I do not want those numbers to go down whatsoever. Absolutely not. Because I love, love, love being able to help people. It's just my ability to learn how to manage my energy and time and my own health have been a big key on learning how to manage more people in my life. And I think the worst thing for me in my mind would be to have people who would want and need my help not reach out to me because they don't think that I have the energy or the time to give to them. And that would be very, very sad for me because, again, the ability that I have, whatever quality it might be, and I'm always trying to learn more, but whatever degree of ability I have to help people, it's only helpful if I actually help people, so if I only get the opportunity. So if there's anybody listening to this, by the way, and you would love to reach out and ask for help, but you're afraid I'm too busy, don't do that. Okay, send the email, send the text, phone call, whatever you gotta do, let me know. So I do not want people to pass up something that might make them healthier and happier in life because they think I can't handle it. Okay, so that's what I'm working on doing. So I have a very good work schedule at the moment where it still balances time for me to work out. So I still have 4 workouts a week easily. Easy, easy, easy. And I often train more than that. But I have them scheduled in, just like I would schedule in client appointments. So I have them scheduled in. I have time scheduled in to spend time with my parents. I have time scheduled in for kind of mental alone time in the mornings and at night before I go to bed. So I have everything scheduled. And my process now is refining that and better balancing the high energy necessity things with when I feel high energy or being able to make myself feel high energy at certain times. So, for example, training clients, I have a lot of variety in when I can train clients. So I'm lucky in the sense that I can kind of pick and choose and people are willing to fill the times for me. But there is still some limitation to when is the most demand versus the, like, would be harder for people to do. So I don't want to force people way out of their comfort zones just trying to meet with me. So if I'm not, say, like a really high energy at, you know, 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, but that's when people are best for them, I have to learn how to adjust to that. So that's what I'm doing now. So I have a great schedule. I've really found an awesome balance, and I've even have the ability to put free time in now on the weekends to where I actually have time where like I'll sit around with Freddie. So anybody who follows us on social media knows that we have a cat at our house. And I'll sit around and pet Freddie and we'll cuddle sometimes. So it's just kind of nice. Like now I've kind of found a better balance. So it took me a long time to get over how into having the struggle of pleasing everyone. And that's what I want to talk about today in today's podcast. I know I'm already rambling a little bit. But I want to talk about the process I went through. And even what, you know, people smarter than me say about how to handle the desire to please everyone while trying to take care of your own health, okay? So the first thing we have to recognize is that we absolutely cannot please everyone. So you can't do it. God even can't do it. So, for example, if you think of, like, the sunshine versus the rain, you know, we can't have it, you know, sunshine on one side of the field and rain on the other. So it's very hard to please a small amount of people, let alone everyone. You can't please everyone. So we have to accept that. So the key is to recognize that there's generally two main reasons that we aim to please everyone. So the first one, the more deeper one, is that we want to please others. We want others to accept us so that way we can accept us. So we want other people to like us so we can like ourselves. And like I said at the very beginning, that's a very, very, very dangerous mindset to have because you can't please everyone. Therefore, everyone will not like you. So if you only like yourself based on everyone else liking you, you will never like yourself. And man, is that sad. You know, there are so much beautiful, amazing things in between, like inside of all of us. And if we let that be crushed, you know, by somebody else outside of us. Like, if we let somebody else control our happiness, if we let somebody else control our mood, you know, like how well we express ourselves, how fun we are around other people. You know, if we always feel like we're judged or we feel like we're not worthy, man, does that really just, that hurts everything that's awesome in you. So is you just won't be your true self. You won't be your best self. So I did a podcast back in podcast number 43, titled Determining Your Value. And what it was actually a letter I wrote to help someone in my life at this time. It was an older letter. I wrote a letter to them in a sense of trying to explain to them how to find their own value in life outside of being, like, outside of other people's opinions and trying to please other people. And it made a difference in their life, and it helped them a lot. And when I was going through my struggles, that person sent that letter back to me. And it was a really cool experience. So I shared what that letter was back in podcast number 43, Determining Your Value. And the idea of it is that you can't please everyone else. So you have to decide who you do want to please and try your best to do just that, because that's all you can really do. So the second reason that we want, and this is going to tie into continuing trying to please others for our own value. But the second reason why we want to please others is we just want to be our best. So we think it's capable, like, or we want to challenge ourselves. We want to try to be our best. So we have the desire to be our best. We have the desire to find value in ourselves from others. So even if you're not trying to please everyone based on trying to please yourself, so if you're happy and content with who you are, but you're still trying to please everyone else for other values or other reasons, you still have to recognize you can't. So we can't please everyone. There's too many people. There's too many wants and wishes. Everybody has opposing desires and opposing wants. So they're going to need something from you, and you're going to either make them happy in the process, or you're going to make somebody else unhappy. Okay? So there's a quote that I learned from a friend of mine, and he told me, I'm not going to remember the quote exactly, but the quote, like, the concept was, is every single day you will disappoint someone. But the cool part is you get to decide who. So every day I'm going to disappoint somebody. I can't do anything about that. I can't choose that. That is already just a fact of life, is you will disappoint someone every day. However, you do have the control, you do have the choice to choose who you disappoint. So what we have to do is we have to set a priority list. So we have to determine what is the order of people that I want to try my best at pleasing. And if you are a spiritual person, you know, probably that's going to be number one, is like God or your spiritual belief. So, and usually those are things that kind of transcend above ourselves. And that's why they're typically first on the list. If you don't want to put that first, that's fine. It's your list. So do what you want. So you can put yourself first if you want. But the idea here is just make a list. And as dorky as this sounds, you can write it down. It helps sometimes having things written down because it feels more finalized. It feels more official. So I've even had it when I was first learning this. I put it on a note on my phone. So when you'd open my phone, it would say priority list. You'd click that, and it gave the order of what was important. And I guess you could say who was important to me. And when I was struggling with a decision of what to do, like, so this was partly also dealing with anxiety, is I'd be given an option of, you know, go do this or go do that. And this would really be with somebody who I cared a lot about, but so would the that thing. So X and Y. So X involved people I cared about, and so did Y. And it was like, shit, which do I do? I can't do both. I have to do one or the other. Who do I disappoint? Who do I hopefully spend time with and make them excited and happy that I'm actually there? And so anytime I was in a challenging decision like that, I'd click that note. I would look at my priority list, make the choice, and go. And that helped calm some of the anxiety about that. And so it was something where, as dorky as it sounds, is having it written down, it gives it more concreteness. I don't know what the hell that word would be, but there probably isn't a word concreteness, but it would give it more like official feeling. It would give it that concrete feeling to where you could say, okay, I make this choice, and this choice is correct. Based on my priority list, this is what I do. No more anxiety, no more worry, no more concern, no more questioning. This was the choice based on my list. It's the best choice. Boom, done. So that helped a lot for my anxiety. So that's what you can do, is you can think through what your list might be. So I encourage you to put yourself near the top of the list. Okay? You don't have to be number one. I'd argue that if you're not number one, you should definitely be number two. If you're not number two, you should be number three. So if you have like a spouse, and the reason why is this is going to sound like, it might sound selfish to put yourself ahead of your spouse. But if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't have the best mental health, emotional health, if you don't feel good every day, how are you going to treat your spouse? If you're always on edge, if you're always tired, if you're always irritable, you know, if you're always just kind of like high strung, you're always stressed, you're always just worn out, how in the world are you going to be a very good spouse? You're not going to be able to treat those other people well because you aren't well. So it's not selfish to put yourself high in the priority list. That's actually you being selfless in the sense of you understand the importance of taking care of yourself so you can maximally take care of other people. So if you're taking care of yourself with the intent to maximize how well you can help other people, that isn't selfish. That's just intelligent. So you can only give of what you have to give. If you don't treat yourself well, if you don't take care of your nutrition, you don't take care of your training or exercise, if you don't take care of me time, emotional health, mental health, if you don't take care of yourself, you don't have a lot to give. There's not going to be a lot of you to give out to other people, and therefore you're not going to be helping those people as well as you could. So that, if anything, is more selfish. So holding on to this martyrdom belief that you I have to be miserable in order for everybody else to be happy, bullshit, you're choosing that. Okay, and that is a selfish choice. It is harder for you to eat right, to exercise, to sleep right, to set social, like to set me time, to set social fun. It is harder for you to take care of yourself properly so you can be your best to take care of other people than it is for you to rely on some bullshit excuse that life is too busy for you to do that, or everybody else needs, you know, stuff before I can take care of myself. You're only saying that because you're too damn lazy to take care of yourself the right way. Ooh, now that's going to piss off some people, okay? And the reason why I can say that is because I know it's true. I've lived it. So I've seen it done. Like I said, I've talked to you guys before. I've trained over 1,000 people in my life, and I've seen it hundreds of times where people believe getting this fall into this like martyrdom thing where they feel like they have to sacrifice themselves at the cost of everyone else. And the reason why is because it's easier for you to come home late and tired after work and just eat pizza than it is to cook a good meal. It's easier for you to dive into work and not take care of eating during the day. It's easier for you to do the extreme behaviors than it is to balance everything and be attentive to everything. So to give your nutrition attention, to give your training and exercise attention, to give your sleep attention, to give, like we said, every other aspect of your health, to give that all attention, find a balance, live within that balance, that is way harder to do. And you're probably skirting around that work. And that's why you fall into that martyrdom thing where you have to take care of everybody else before you can take care of yourself. Because you don't want to accept the fact that you're choosing not to take care of yourself. You want to blame everyone else around you when it's your choice. Okay? So, it's your choice to take care of yourself. So, place yourself high on your priority list. The better you take care of yourself, the more of yourself you have to give to others. That is not selfish. That is intelligent. And that's actually being more caring of those other people. Okay? So, now that probably pissed off some people, but I think it's sometimes good for us to hear that. Even if you don't agree with me, it's good for you maybe to hear it and take some time to think on it. Okay? So, the benefit of writing it down, writing your list down, is you now know your list. So, like I said, when you're faced with the choice of which one do I choose, you will now be able to look at your list and say, okay, according to the list, this is the higher priority, I'm going to do this. Decision made, no more worry, no more what ifs, no more questioning it, done. Okay? That calms down your anxiety. It reduces mental fatigue throughout the day because you have more clear-cut, faster decisions made. You don't have to sit there and worry and stew on something, and that creates stress and mental fatigue, which that mental fatigue might be causing you not to feel like you're physically able to work out because you're just so mentally tired all day. Well, if you streamline your decisions, that helps a lot, okay? So the goal is, as life comes at you, is you want to prioritize between what's urgent and what's important, okay? There are things that feel like they need done right now, but they're not important. So you shouldn't do them. So you always want to follow your list. So say you have work from 8 to 5. You're supposed to leave at 5 so that way you can make some event at 5:30. Maybe it's a kid's event. Maybe it's like a dinner date with your wife or spouse, husband. It's something for somebody high on your list. But all of a sudden at 5 o'clock, something at work comes up. It's either your boss or it's a coworker or it's some kind of extra project. Well, what is your decision? Your decision is in that list. If the thing at 5:30 is a higher priority, you don't do the thing at 5. Maybe it can be done after the 5:30 event. So maybe at 5:30 you go to the kids' event, and then all of a sudden at 7:30 you can go ahead and finish that thing. But you have to remember, urgent versus important. Okay? So, too often people respond to what's urgent, not what's important. And they make the people they love pushed off, and they're like, oh, they'll understand, or oh, I'm doing this for them. No. So people want your time, attention, they want your love. They don't want your money. They don't want, you know, your best intentions. They don't want your goodwill. They want you. So you have to give yourself to them if you want the best relationship with them. Okay? So this idea of overcoming the stress of people pleasing. The big rule, the big concept here is that you can't please everyone, so don't try. Okay? You have to pick the order of who you think is important to please, and make sure you put them first in your decisions. The other thing we want to think about is if you try to find value in yourself based on how well you can please other people, don't do that. Okay? It's a losing battle. You will never win that battle. Therefore, you'll never feel content with who you are as a human being. So listen to podcast number 43 titled Determining Your Value. That'll help you decide on how to better organize who you give value of yourself to. So do I care what like my parents think of me? Yes. Do I care what so-and-so down the road, who's number 50 on my list, thinks of me? Probably not. So you want to take care of the people highest on your list so that way they think the best of you, and that is a good kind of marker for you to see, you know, if they think I'm doing well, then I probably am doing well. But it's only those top people. You don't try to think further down the list. So if somebody number like 59 or 60 doesn't like something you're doing, who cares? So only worry about the top of the list, okay? So that's it. I know it's going to sound really simple, and it It kind of is in the sense of understanding what to do. It's much harder in the application of what to do. So if you have stress over displeasing people and you can't make everybody happy, you won't. So just accept that that's not possible. Okay? Make a list of who you do want to make happy. Follow that list. And then recognize that you have your own value outside of who you make happy. You just have to make yourself happy and maybe the top couple people on your list. Okay? So there's a poem that I like. And even if you're not religious, the poem does have a religious tone to it. But it's a poem by Mother Teresa called Do It Anyway. And it's one of the things I have hanging up in my office, and I have it actually at home as well. And I like the poem because it gives me kind of an idea of centering myself to what is truly important. And I'll go ahead and read the poem. And in place of things being like between you and God, you can think of it as between you and whatever your top one, two, or three things on your priority list. So you and your spouse, or you and your kids, or you and you, you know. The you that struggles every day to take care of the you that's inside that needs to be there to be healthy. So think of, when you hear this poem, think of what's highest on your priority list. Okay? Now, the poem is, people are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. So, you don't try to please everyone. You don't try to please all of the others. You don't try to please, quote-unquote, them. Try to please yourself. Try to please the people highest on your list. If you take care of that core knit community, you and a few other things and a few other people, take care of that first, okay? That's going to give you value. That's going to give you happiness. That's going to give you purpose and meaning in your life. That'll give you calmness in the craziness of the world. That'll help you reduce stress. Because even though you can't please that person way over there, you are taking care of the people closest to you. And that's where you'll find happiness and contentment. Okay? So hopefully this helps. If you struggle with this, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. And we'll help you work through this, okay? So the idea of this is to be here for you, help support you. So if you're investing into us by listening to these podcasts, we want to invest back into you and help you on your health and happiness journey. And part of that is overcoming stress and finding a better balance in life. Okay? So if you need help, let us know. We're always here. We're always happy to help. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please, please, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. So please share this if you think it has value. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So the podcast is for you, so we'll know what you want to learn about. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.